All right, Matt, you're ready for the 20 questions? I get that look from Matt. He goes, "Oh my, you didn't tell me about that." Just kidding. But as Lisa said, you and along with all the people here in this congregation, we're going to talk about faith, growing in faith, accepting that responsibility to grow in faith, love, and obedience to God. And so the sermon, I'm going to get over to you at some point, but I want to do some background on Joshua. I don't know if I've ever preached on Joshua. Who is Joshua? The book of Joshua is the first of the history books of the Old Testament. You got the first five books of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. They're called the Pentateuch. They're followed by a whole bunch, I forget how many there are, about 8 or 10 history books. Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st and 2nd Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther. Those are history books of the Old Testament. Those are followed by the poetry books, Job, Psalm, Proverbs, and then those are followed by the minor and major prophets. And Matt, just nod your head. You know all of that, right? See? He knows all of that. Who was the person Joshua? Joshua was Moses' right-hand man. He was Moses' assistant. Some scholars call Joshua Moses' general because it was Joshua who led the Hebrew people into battle for the promised land. By the way, the names Joshua and Jesus have the same meaning. That is Yahweh, or the holy name of God. Yahweh is our salvation. Now, Moses led the people out of bondage in Egypt to the promised land of Cana, but because the people were naughty at Mount Sinai when Moses was receiving the Ten Commandments from God, what was a relatively short journey from Egypt to the land of Cana ended up being a 40-year journey, and Joshua was a part of that journey. They reached the Jordan River. One of my favorite Old Testament stories here. Moses sent 12 spies into the land of Cana to check on things, to be spies, to find out what kind of army the people of the land had and all of that sort of thing. 10 of those spies came back and said, "Whoa, we can't do this, Moses. These people, they're huge, they're big. There is no way," my translation here, "no way on earth we'll be able to defeat them." But 2 of the 12 spies, Joshua and Caleb, they came back with a positive message. They said, "With God's help, we will be able to do all of this. And this land is beautiful. It's flowing with milk and honey." Now, we have bees. I haven't seen honey flow. So I'm just imagining this gorgeous flow of honey. Ooh. I have a broken shoulder. It's hard for me to crank that spinner thing. Moses died. Joshua took over and led the Hebrew people into a lot of battles in this new promised land. They did not win them all because there was some naughtiness going on again every now and then, but they won most of the battles. Joshua was their leader, and he's the one that told the 12 tribes where they would settle in this new promised land. Where's Nancy at? Did you get a longer version of that primary lesson from Beth? No? Okay. The lesson today from Joshua is supposed to be 26 verses long. I chopped it to the two that Nancy read. There is a lot of really cool history stuff in those first 24 verses, but it was all about the names of the people of the land, and it just went on, and my head was starting to spin as I was studying it. I said, we're just going to simplify it to those two verses. For example, Joshua, well, actually, let me back up. So these verses are part of Joshua's last sermon. He's about to die. And so he retells this whole history of God taking them out of Egypt, of leading them through the wilderness into the promised land. And Joshua lists all of these people that they have fought and beaten. He says, we fought the people of Jericho, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. You are welcome. Joshua got to the main point of his sermon. He said, choose this day to the people assembled around him. Choose this day who you will serve. Will you serve the God of our ancestors, meaning the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Yahweh? Will you serve this God, or will you serve the gods of the people we just battled, the gods of the Amorites? And the Joshua made this statement of faith. He said, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house. Tracy and I have a wall plaque with this quote on it. I think it was a wedding present. Oh, I had it, so it might have been an earlier present. As for me and my house, and it's been a reminder for Tracy and me that God loves us, that God is with us, but that we are also called to make a decision daily to choose to serve God. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Now, good Lutheran theology tells us that God has already chosen us. God loves us. God loves, guides us. God forgives us. It's a gift from God. We call it grace. But like any gift, it is up to the receiver to decide what to do with that gift. The receiver can look at this gift, pretend I have a beautifully wrapped present in my hands. The receiver can look at this beautiful present and say, wow, that is a beautifully wrapped present, but then never do anything with it. Or I could take this beautifully wrapped present and put it in the corner and say, I'll get around to it later. And there it sits, collecting dust. Or the receiver can open that gift, see what's inside that gift, and say, thank you, God, for your gift to me. It is up to the receiver. I have no water up here. Okay. It's up to the receiver to decide what to do with the gift. Do we keep it wrapped? Do we keep it hidden away? Or do we open it and use it and let that gift become a part of our life? And this is what Joshua's telling the people that day. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Oh my goodness, Richard is coming up with that clipboard again. Oh, it's a different clipboard. Hallelujah, that first clipboard's what the... I don't want to know what this one is. I'm just trying to think if Joshua ever had clipboards. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua is telling the people that he had opened God's gift to him, that he, Joshua, and his whole household was going to respond to God's gift with thanksgiving and service. We will serve the Lord. Matt, I'm coming at you now. You can stay there, but I'm also going to get some water. Was Matt baptized as a little baby? All right. So, do you remember that? All right. I mean, that's one of the negative things about Lutheran baptism is because we baptize little babies, the babies doesn't remember. But this is the good thing about it. Matt's mom and dad, his grandparents, sponsors, were there, and it's part of their responsibility, part of our responsibility, to say to Matt, we stood up holding you as a little child. We were there when, actually, Lisa, I brought some water out during your children's sermon. We were there when God's love and grace, that gift, was poured into your life, and your parents, your godparents, your grandparents said, we will guide you, we will love you, we will protect you, and that is a gift from God's grace. Today, in a little bit, you're going to be standing here, and along with this whole congregation, your family, you're going to answer some questions. And one of your responses is, I will, and I ask God to help and guide me. Is that right? Is that what was on the sheet there? Right? All right. I will, and I ask God to help and guide me. And so, Matt, this is your moment to be like Joshua, to stand up and say that, here I am, God. I will serve you. It is my choice today to follow you all the days of my life. And guess what? This is a something that this whole congregation everywhere, all Christians, it is our choice to say yes to God's gift, yes to God's love and forgiveness, to say, yes, I choose to follow you this day and tomorrow. And so, to put an end on this sermon, Joshua said, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. So let us be like Joshua. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. And all God's children say, amen. Amen.